You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
And we had a little reprieve, but it was a very hot August, and it's going to get hot again soon. Back near 90 degrees in the next few days. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about Hurricane Harvey, such a monumental storm, but did global warming make it worse? We'll get Cliff's take on that in a moment. First, let's get the forecast for the Labor Day weekend, Cliff.
Well, it's going to be warm and dry. A ridge of high pressure is going to continuously build over us through the weekend. So Saturday first will be in the low 80s, then we'll get into the mid 80s, certainly by Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, and probably around 90, maybe even low 90s on Tuesday. So progressive warming as high pressure just builds over our region. Right now, it looks like on Wednesday and Thursday, a trough will move offshore that'll allow us to cool down. Let me just talk about records very briefly. You know, we have now exceeded the record number of days above 70 degrees during the summer. So we're about, I think, 63 right now, and the old record was 61. So we've never had so many days above 70 in a row. So that's a record. We also tied the record low precipitation for July and August of 0.02 inches. So, you know, we've been warmer than normal and we've been drier than normal. Now, one thing that changed was that the rain situation for a very, very small area in Puget Sound yesterday, where we had a drizzle storm around Seattle. We had a very weak convergence zone that formed as an upper level trough went by, and there was a band of precipitation around Seattle out to Bellevue. And some places got as much as 0.2 inches, 2/10 of an inch. And amazingly, that a little bit of rain caused some power outages because there's some deposits on the insulators on the power lines. And those deposits got wet and they caused a current to go to ground, and that caused shorting of some of the power lines. So we had a few power outages yesterday because of the light rain.
Interesting. Now, what about Hurricane Harvey that's on everyone's mind? It is just a huge event. A lot of people are wanting to say that global warming is part of what made this so severe. You have a different take on your blog this week.
That's right, and I'm not alone. I've talked to a lot of my colleagues, and we're pretty much all on the same page. The media, or some of the media, have really hyped this up, claiming that global warming, you know, made this great event that we've had last week, and that this was a sign of the future of global warming. Well, it's really not true. What happened? We had huge amounts of precipitation, 40 to 50 inches in the storm in some locations. You know, extraordinary. But what happened was we had a hurricane, which became a tropical storm, that had plenty of precipitation, but it stalled. It stopped moving once it hit the Texas coast, and so moisture just got fed in over a period of several days. That's why this event was so unusual. It wasn't the tropical storm as much as the fact it stopped moving. Well, I and others have analyzed this thing, and global warming really doesn't look like the cause. First, the one hand-waving argument is that, you know, the precipitation was great because temperatures are warming, and, you know, that's a sign of global warming. Well, at this point in time, the temperatures haven't warmed that much. Maybe the temperatures were a half a degree centigrade above normal as Harvey came in. Well, half a degree above normal is not much, and the atmosphere can only hold about 3.5% more water with that kind of temperature. And so it didn't warm up enough to explain this extraordinary event. But the next question is, did global warming cause the storm to stall, to stop moving? We don't think so. If we look at the trend of winds over the area or the motion of hurricanes, it hasn't changed very much. There's no sign of any kind of trend that you'd expect with global warming. And so that wasn't there. And then if we look at climate models that look to the end of the century, they don't indicate the winds over that area changing much, nor do they suggest that the hurricanes will slow down. So, I mean, this kind of is busted. I mean, there's really no reason to think that global warming had anything to do with the intensity of this event. Global warming is very serious. It will have big impacts. But Hurricane Harvey probably didn't have anything to do with it.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.